coming from the Book of Wiley. The very right Brother Marcus D. Wiley. And don't forget about his heavenly hype man, Brother For Real. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for today's sanctified sermon topic.
Amen.
Amen, Reverend.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Feels good to be back.
Welcome.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Let me hop right into this.
Okay.
Today, we would like to take a look at the good book of Mark,
good book,
the 14th chapter, mm-hmm, and the 18th verse.
Yes, sir.
Yolanda.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Now, as they sat and ate.
They was eating.
Jesus said.
What did he say?
What a feast.
Assuredly, I say to you.
Uh-huh.
One of you who eats with me.
One of y'all that's eating with me.
Will betray me.
Who betray me?
Who would do such a thing?
And for a few minutes this morning.
All right, Reverend.
I would like to talk from the topic.
Talk, well, Reverend.
The original eat and run.
The original eat and run. All right, Reverend.
The original eat and run.
Oh, all right, preach a while.
People who eat and run are basically saying, mm-hmm, I got somewhere else to be. Something better to do.
Yeah.
It's more exciting. It's more interesting. And it's more important to be elsewhere.
Elsewhere. Yeah, come on, Reverend.
In a real sense, they are using you. Eat and runners don't want to dine with you. My. They don't want to commune, have fellowship.
Mm-mm.
They just want to get what they want and peace out.
And peace out.
Now, before you get all sadiddy,
okay,
and all pulled up, shaking your head at Judas, you may be on his track team.
Not the Judas track team.
Yeah, because church is littered with hurdlers.
Oh, wow.
It's littered with sprinters, quarter milers, and decathletes.
All right, Reverend.
21st century eating runners are those who can't stay for the benediction.
Okay.
Wow.
You see them as soon as the doors of the church are open.
All right.
They are walking out the door.
They gone.
Or they treat the benediction like it's a disease that they can't catch. Or those that come to church and Bible study to get the word, but don't want to give an offering.
Don't want to give up.
Oh, they good at passing the basket.
They good with passing.
But they horrible at putting money in it.
In the basket.
That's equivalent to going to a restaurant, eat, get full, and then running out without paying the bill. There is an old idiom that says, pay me now or pay me later.
Yes, sir.
And if you continue reading the story, Judas paid greatly for eating and running.
Oh, man.
30 pieces of silver ain't worth losing a relationship with Jesus. What can be more exciting?
Yeah.
What's more interesting?
Uh-huh.
What's more important than dining with Jesus?
Dining with Jesus.
Can I answer that?
Huh?
Absolutely nothing.
Uh-uh.
Now, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
I said, ain't he all right?
Yes, sir.
No, he's all right.
Sit down for a while, Reverend.
No, he's
all right.
Don't
dine and run, Reverend. Hang in there.
No, he's all right.
Yes, sir, Reverend.
Yeah.
Dine the original. The original.
The original eat and run.
The original eat and run. Wait.
Some folk have developed the blueprint for it.
But yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
They know exactly when to leave.
That boy got food.
Wow.
They got
him out of
there. They know exactly when to go.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, he wasn't worried about that bill.
He wasn't worried about the bill. But boy, did he pay.
Hey, go do it quickly. He did it. Yeah, he paid.
Ain't that what he
said? Big price.
He paid a big price.
Yeah.
Dine.